But enough of my ramblings. I'm so absent-minded that I missed lunch today. But that is soon to be remedied, for I hear the gruff, tuneless singing of my friend Togget, grandson of Dinny. He never forgets to bring me a snack if he misses my face at table.
Oh, Bumblebee, I'm a wonderful bird. Sings a song like you never heard. Oh, a fuzz, buzz, fuzz, buzz, fuzz, buzz, buzz. That's all he ever does.
Togget trundled into the gatehouse, bearing a tray covered with a cloth. Then, bowing low, he whisked off the cloth neatly.
If it went for I, Master Barlum, he'd starve and hunger girtly. Vegetable soup, tober ale, apple and cheese for he.
Barlum took them gratefully from his friend.
What would I do without you, Togget? How can I repay you for your constant kindness to a dusty old recorder?
The mole's heavy digging claw reached out for Barlam's quill.
Did I make writing marks in your girt book there?
Well, all right. Just one, right here at the bottom of the page, where no beast will notice. Dip your pen, Togget.
Togget licked the quill point several times before dunking it deeply into the inkwell. Smiling broadly, the little mole flourished the quill and bent to write at the foot of the page. Barlam smiled as he watched him. Eyes scrunched, tongue sticking from the side of his mouth, Togget concentrated on writing a big, scrawling X. He dotted it with a full stop.
There, that be it, my name,
he announced. Barlam shook his head as he retrieved his quill pen.
That's not your name. You're called Togget. That says X.
The mole nodded sagely.
Aye, Hex, that be my mark. I be good at making it, her.
Alongside the cross, Barlam wrote the name, Togget.
There, that's how you write your name, see?
The mole patted his friend's paw sympathetically.
Sometimes I wonder why them calling you a clever beast, Master Barlam. You'm no good writer of my name, her, no. Oh, well, I'm off to wakey Friar Oop now. Goodbye, sir.
As soon as Togget was gone, Barlam burst out laughing.
This ends Disc 4.